employee number 10-0040 is also on probation as a lieutenant for the period of 1 year. All in favor?
Four.
Four.
Against? Carried unanimously. Item 6.5.
Promotion de l'employé 10-0041, lieutenant pour le service de sécurité incendie. Considérant qu'il est nécessaire de maintenir une structure hiérarchique adéquate, considérant que le directeur du service de sécurité d'incendie par intérim recommande de procéder comme suit, considérant que le candidat a démontré ses aptitudes pour le poste de lieutenant au sein du service d'incendie de la municipalité de Pontiac, considérant les recommandations du comité d'embauche, par conséquent, il est proposé par le conseiller M. Thomas Howard et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Leslie Ann Barber, et résolu de promouvoir l'employé numéro 10-0041 à titre de lieutenant au service d'incendie de la municipalité de Pontiac à compter du 25 mai 2020. Il est également résolu que l'employé 10-0041 soit en probation dans ses fonctions de lieutenant pour une période d'un an.
Promotion of employee 10-0041, lieutenant for the fire department. Whereas it is necessary to maintain an adequate hierarchical structure, whereas the acting director of fire safety department recommends that the following measures be taken, whereas the candidate has demonstrated his abilities for the position of lieutenant within the municipality of Pontiac's fire department, whereas the recommendation of the hiring committee. Therefore, it is moved by Councillor Thomas Howard and seconded by Councillor Leslie Ann Barber. And resolved to promote employee 10-0041 to the position of lieutenant of the Pontiac Fire Department effective May 25th, 2020. It is also resolved that employee number 10-0041 is on probation as a lieutenant for the period of 1 year. All in favor?
Four.
Four.
Against?
Four.
Against? Carried unanimously. 6.6.
C'est pour la disposition de biens municipaux désuets. Considérant que certains équipements de lutte contre les incendies ont dépassé leur durée de vie utile prévue, considérant que le service d'incendie a produit une liste de biens à disposer qui a été présentée au conseil, considérant que ce sont des équipements obsolètes qui ne sont pas compatibles avec les équipements actuellement utilisés pour le service d'incendie de Pontiac, considérant que ces équipements peuvent encore être utiles au service d'incendie dans d'autres municipalités, par conséquent, il est proposé et appuyé et résolu que sur recommandation du directeur par intérim du service d'incendie, le conseil autorise le directeur général à disposer des biens désuets. Il est également résolu que le conseil transfère ses biens du domaine public vers le domaine privé et autorise le directeur général à disposer des biens désuets inclus dans cette liste.
Disposal of obsolete municipal property. Whereas some firefighting equipment has exceeded its useful life expectancy, whereas the fire department has produced a list of items to be disposed of, which was submitted to the council, whereas the equipment is obsolete and is not compatible with the equipment currently used by the Pontiac Fire Department, whereas this equipment, I think we have an extra word in there, sorry, this equipment may still be useful to other municipalities, municipal fire departments. Therefore, it is moved by, and I need a mover and a seconder. This was not on our caucus, but we had discussed it, but we didn't have a mover or a seconder.
I'll move it.
Nancy?
I'll second.
Seconded by Councillor Susan McKay. And resolved that upon the recommendations of the Acting Fire Director, Council authorizes the Director General to dispose of the obsolete property.
I have a question.
Can I just finish reading the, reading the resolution?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And resolved that upon the recommendations of the Acting Fire Director, Council authorizes the Director General to dispose of the obsolete property. It is also resolved that Council transfers these properties from the public domain to the private domain and authorizes the Director General to dispose of the obsolete properties included in this list. Questions? Tom?
Yeah. On this, can Pierre, you go back down to the beginning of the resolution? Where it says here, some firefighting equipment has exceeded its useful life expectancy. I don't know if that's really what we want to say.
Do you have a recommendation?
if we're willing to sell it to another municipality fire department, then maybe we shouldn't say that it's exceeded its useful life expectancy. I mean, the 2.2 Scott air packs that we're not using anymore, we're not using them because we went to the new 4,500 PSI.
So if we go down to the third paragraph, Tom, it says, whereas this equipment is obsolete and is not compatible. How about we change this saying that because some equipment is obsolete and will be disposed of in different ways? What if we were to say this equipment is either obsolete or is no longer compatible with the equipment currently used by the Pontiac Fire Department?
Or maybe say no longer required.
I have Leslie Ann, hand is up.
Yeah, I just want to say that useful life expectancy is an accounting term. Normally, all fixed assets have a period of depreciation, and after they've reached zero on the books, it's the end of their useful life expectancy. It doesn't mean that they're not good anymore.
Okay, but in firefighting, when you're buying firefighting equipment, once it does have a shelf life, like the SCBA's self-contained breathing apparatus do have a life expectancy. The tanks, the harness, the face piece, we're already saying that it has exceeded its useful life expectancy.
So how about we say some firefighting equipment has become redundant?
Redundant, I would prefer redundant. If we could change.
Does anybody else have an opinion on that? Nancy?
I agree with Tom.
Okay. And can we then, I would like to add to that then, if we're going to add the word redundant in paragraph one, perhaps we can look at paragraph three and say this equipment is either obsolete or no longer compatible with the equipment currently used by the Pontiac Fire Department.
Yeah.
Does anybody have?
I agree with that, Joanne.
Yeah, we could just remove the first sentence. It doesn't bring anything to the resolution.
No. We're trying to sell this stuff, but if we have it in a resolution that it's obsolete.
And well, some people may buy things more for curiosity. Like you may have people who might want to buy a piece because it's memorabilia more than it is firefighting equipment. I don't know what the plans are, how they plan to sell the equipment.
I'll work with Kevin on that, but. I like the resolution to say that the equipment has become redundant to us.
Okay.
And when you put it in here that it is no longer compatible with the equipment that's currently being used. This way here doesn't mean that the stuff is garbage.
So could we change that instead of the word not, can we say no longer compatible because upgrades have been made to some equipment? And so we'll just change instead of not saying no longer. Yeah. Before we vote on the resolution, I'd like to make just a vote. Well, I think we can go ahead and vote on the amended resolution. Does anybody else have anything they would like to add in terms of a comment before we call the vote? Okay, all those in favor of the amended resolution?
Or
against? Okay, motion, the resolution has been passed unanimously.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, is it your name on it? I think it was your name on it, was it not?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, so carried unanimously. We still have item
7.1.
Yes, 7.1. So it's similar, but for public works.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie Anne.
C'est la vente de surplus à la suite de l'enchère municipale. Considérant qu'il n'y a pas eu d'offre pour certains véhicules et équipements lors de l'enchère municipale pour la vente de biens en surplus se terminant le 5 décembre 2019 et que la municipalité veut se départir de quelques autres véhicules, considérant que la méthode par enchère n'était pas optimale, Considérant que le site Internet, non, les sites Internet de petites annonces classées sont populaires, gratuits et efficaces pour la vente de véhicules. Par conséquent, elle est proposée par le conseiller M. Thomas Howard et appuyée par le conseiller M. Scott McDonald et résolu que le conseil autorise l'affichage des biens suivants pour les sites d'annonces classés aux prix approximatifs respectifs suivants et de réduire le prix à un maximum de 25 % lors de négociations. Le Trackless MTV 1992 à 5 500 $, remorque Econo Dove 14 tonnes 2013 à 9 500 $, le Tractor Ford 1700 1982 au parc de Losville 7 500 $, le tracteur Ford 3 600 $ 1979 à Ballet 6 000 $, le Ford Ranger 4x4 2007 numéro 108 à 2 500 $, le GMC Vandura 35 de l'année 1981, cube pompier, au montant de 1 500 $. Il est également résolu que le conseil transfère ses biens du domaine public vers le domaine privé et autorise le directeur général à disposer de biens désuets inclus dans cette liste.
Surplus sale following the municipal auction, whereas there were no offers for certain vehicles and equipment during the municipal auction for the sale of surplus goods ending December 5th, 2019, and that the municipality wishes to dispose of a few other vehicles, whereas the auction method was not optimal, whereas classified ad websites are popular, free, and efficient for the sale of vehicles. Therefore, it is moved by Councillor Thomas Howard and seconded by Councillor Scott McDonald and resolved that Council authorizes the posting of the following properties on classified ad sites and the respective following approximate price to reduce the price to a minimum of 25% when negotiating. Trackless MTV, $19.92, $5,500. Econo Dove, a 14-ton trailer, 2013, at $9,500. 1982 Ford, 1700 tractor, Lusville Park, for $7,500. 1979 Ford, 3600 tractor, the Broom, for $6,000. The 2007 Ford Ranger 4x4, number 108, for $2,500. And GMC Vandura 35, 1981, a Fire Q, at $1,500. It is also resolved that Council transfers these properties from the public domain to the private domain and authorizes the Director General to dispose of the obsolete properties included in this list. All in favor?
I have a question.
Yes, Nancy?
They realize if the Econo Dove trailer sells, that there will be no trailer to replace it, correct?
I believe that Max is just trying to get a put it out there online to see whether or not he's able to get the price that he would like. Is the intention to actually sell it? Because I did say the communication back and forth. His desire is really just to see if what the market will bear for that trailer. And it will come back to council before it is sold.
Well, I don't know, because we're giving them the authorization to give an approximate price and to reduce the price by 25% when negotiating.
Well, that's mostly for the others, but he's made it clear that for the trailer, it's the only one we have. He wants to see what the market will bear because of the previous discussions.
All right.
I have a question too, Joanne. That trailer, is that the one to move the backhoe around, or?
Yes, it's the only one we have.
So we're trying to sell it to replace it with a new trailer? Is that what?
No, we're just trying to get a value on it. That's what Max is trying to do, to see what the market will pay for it.
Why are we trying to get a value on it if we have no intentions of selling it?
Well, there's still the move to get a higher trailer, as there was a discussion with the Public Works Committee. But Public Works Committee did not make the recommendation to put that in the budget. And so it's to see what the value is and what else is out there in the market. We can get a similar trailer for the similar amount. But that decision will come back to committee and council before it's made. Any other questions?
Are we allowed to bid on the equipment?
Not as a municipal representative. You have to wait until you retire from council, Tom.
I know. I'm just.
I know you are. So I'll call the vote. All those in favor?
I just want to make it clear that Pierre just added a sentence to the resolution saying that council will give express authorization to sell the Econo Dove if ever we get a reasonable price for it.
Yes, thank you. Was that modified in French as well? Est-ce que la modification a été faite en français? Oui? Oui? Donc, with the amended resolution then, we had... did we have a mover and a seconder on that one? So it was originally moved by Mr. Thomas Howard and Scott McDonald. Now that has been amended. Are both of you still comfortable?
I'm good.
Moving and seconding the resolution?
I'm comfortable.
As a seconder, Scott, are you still moving this resolution with the amendment?
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Okay, all those in favor with the amended resolution?
Four.
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 Against? Carried unanimously. Good discussion. Number 8, 8.1, octroi de contrat.
Donc, c'est l'octroi de contrat pour un officier municipal pour l'application de la réglementation. Considérant que nous devons faire les inspections des travaux afin de transmettre les dossiers de permis complétés au service de l'évaluation de la MRC, considérant que la situation avec la pandémie reliée au COVID-19 a retardé les inspections à la fois pour le service de l'urbanisme de la municipalité et le service de l'évaluation foncière et des technologies de la MRC des collines de l'Outaouais. Considérant que nous avons fait appel à la MRC des collines de l'Outaouais pour trouver une solution commune, considérant que le service de l'évaluation est prêt à nous libérer un employé de façon temporaire, considérant que cette personne pourra faire à la fois l'inspection des normes municipales et l'évaluation des travaux intérieurs du calendrier d'inspection du service de l'évaluation foncière de la MRC. Par conséquent, il est proposé par la conseillère Mme Susan McKay et appuyé par le conseiller M. Thomas Howard et résolu de retenir les services de M. Toufik Halaja jusqu'à un maximum de 4 journées par semaine à un taux horaire de 40 $ et ce jusqu'au 13 juillet 2020. Il est également résolu de désigner M. Toufik Halaja, officier municipal pour l'application de la réglementation pour la durée de son mandat.
Awarding a contract for a municipal officer for enforcement of regulations. Whereas we need to inspect the work in order to forward the completed permit files to the MRC's evaluation department. Whereas the situation with the pandemic related to COVID-19 has delayed inspections for both the municipality's urbanism department and the property and technology assessment of the MRC de Colline de l'Outaouais. Whereas we have asked the MRC de Colline de l'Outaouais to find a common solution. Whereas the evaluations department is prepared to release an employee on a temporary basis. Whereas this person will be able to carry out both the inspections of municipal standards and the evaluation of the work within the inspection scheduled by the MRC's property evaluation department. Therefore, it is moved by Councillor Susan McKay and seconded by Councillor Thomas Howard and resolved to retain the services of Mr. Toufik Halaja up to a maximum of 4 days per week at an hourly rate of $40 until July 13, 2020. It is also resolved to designate Mr. Toufik Halaja as municipal officer for the application of the bylaw for the duration of his mandate. All in favor?
Four.
Four.
I just want to let you know, Joanne, that I've been taking some heat over this.
So I will explain. Toufik worked with us last year as well. He did the exact same job after the flood.
No.
He knows the municipality. He knows it well. And we are already short one building inspector. And he has to come to the municipality anyway to do his other MRC inspections. So this way he's able to double up and do them both at the same time.
No, you don't have to sell it to me. I'm just letting you know that I've had some public call me and saying that we're spending money foolishly. But anyway, We need to get the work done.
I absolutely understand people's sentiment when it comes to that. We actually have budgeted for two people. And if you look at the report that I gave just earlier, that the urbanism department, there was close to $40,000 that we did not spend in that department because we are short-staffed. And so this is just a temporary staffing.
Yeah, like I say, you don't have to sell it to me. I'm just telling these people that this is something that the municipality needs to do to get caught up. And
well, until there's a huge shortage, as we all know, we've discussed this at council, in people trained in urbanism and building inspectors, because there's no training in the Outaoué area for people with that certification. So it's just Montreal, Quebec City, Trois-Rivières, and it's hard to attract those people with those qualifications in our region.
Yeah.
So, all in favor?
Four.
Four.
Against? Carried unanimously. Item 9.1.
C'est le centre communautaire de Couillon. Considérant que le système d'alarme doit être branché pour assurer la sécurité des lieux, considérant que deux opérateurs de porte doivent être installés pour donner accès aux personnes à mobilité réduite et pour rendre le bâtiment conforme, considérant qu'un système de contrôle d'accès de porte par puce doit être installé, par conséquent, il est proposé par la conseillère Mme Susan McKay et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Leslie-Anne Barber et résolu que la municipalité procède aux travaux et à l'achat du matériel nécessaire suivant. 1. Installation d'un système de contrôle d'accès sur trois portes, 2 systèmes de contrôle d'accès GQ, 3 lecteurs de cartes GQ, 1 gâche électrique standard, 1 gâche électrique de surface GQ, 2 barres panique motorisées et la main-d'œuvre APA, et 1 pièce pour l'installation, câbles, moulures, etc. pour un montant de 7 916,78 sous. Un APA, c'est système alarme Pontiac Alarm. 2. Installation d'un système de sécurité avec un panneau de contrôle pour le système d'alarme DSC, une interface sans fil, un clavier sans fil GQ, 7 contacts de porte sans fil, 5 détecteurs de mouvement sans fil, contacts de porte externe, une batterie, sirène, transfo 1, module IP, interface Internet et la main-d'œuvre au montant de 2 505,74 $, APS système alarme Pontiac Alarm. Installation de 2 opérateurs pour porte pour personnes à mobilité réduite, Hunter, de 36 pouces en aluminium avec 2 boutons muraux sans fil et un interrupteur pour le montant de 5 288,85 $, les portes et fenêtres Calipro, pour un montant totalisant 15 711,37 $ et imputé au poste budgétaire 02-701-21-522.
Couillon Community Center. Whereas the alarm system must be connected to ensure the security of the premises. Whereas two door operators must be installed to provide access to persons with reduced mobility and to bring the building into compliance. Whereas the chip door access control system must be installed. Therefore, it is moved by Councillor Susan McKay and seconded by Councillor Leslie-Anne Barber and resolved that the municipality carries out the following necessary work and purchase of the necessary equipment. Installation of a three-door access control system, 2GQ access control system, 3GQ card reader, 1 standard electrical waste, 1GQ surface electrical spoiler, 2 motorized panic bars, an APA workforce, and 1 piece for installation, cable, molding, etc., for the amount of $7,916.78. APA system alarm Pontiac alarm. Installing a security system with 1 control panel for the DSC alarm system, 1 wireless interface, 1 GQ wireless keyboard, 7 wireless door contacts, 5 wireless motion sensors, external door contacts, 1 battery, siren, transpo, 1 IP module, internet interface, and labor at $2,505.74. With APA system alarm Pontiac alarm. Installation of 2 door operator for disabled person, Hunter, for 36-inch aluminum with 2 wall buttons without wires and 1 switch for the amount of $5,288.85 Epanay-Qualico for a total of $15,711.37 and charged to the budget item number 02701-21522.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
Yeah, it was lots of little details in that one. All in favor?
Four.
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 Against? Carried unanimously.
With a reason, it's well over budget.
Item 9.2.
C'est les frais pour Arena de Chaville et assurance pour les organismes communautaires, j'imagine. Considérant que les frais pour l'Arena de Chaville sont pour la saison hivernale décembre, janvier, février et mars, considérant que la municipalité de Pontiac n'a pas d'aréna et que ce partage d'infrastructures permet aux jeunes de la municipalité de faire du sport, considérant que les organismes doivent continuer à payer les frais d'assurance, considérant que la municipalité de Pontiac s'est dotée d'une politique de reconnaissance et de soutien aux organismes communautaires, voir résolution 1601-2650. Par conséquent, il est proposé par le conseiller M. Scott McDonald et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Isabelle Patry et résolu que la municipalité paie les frais d'inscription à l'aréna de Chaville d'un montant de 7 800 $ et que le conseil accorde une aide financière pour la couverture d'assurance au montant de 2 500 $ pour un montant totalisant 10 300 $ provenant du poste budgétaire 02-701-90-975.
Shovel Arena fees and organization insurance. Whereas the fees for the Shovel Arena are for winter, December, January, February, and March. Whereas the municipality of Pontiac does not have an arena and that sharing this infrastructure allows the youth of the municipality to play sports. Whereas organizations must continue to pay insurance fees. Whereas the municipality of Pontiac has adopted a policy for the recognition and support of community organizations, resolution 16-01-2650. Therefore, it is moved by Councillor Scott McDonald and seconded by Councillor Isabel Patry. Scroll down, please. Oh, sorry. And resolved that the municipality pay the registration fees for the Shovel Arena in the amount of $7,800 and that Council grants financial assistance for insurance coverage in the amount of $2,500 for a total amount of, $10,300 from budget item 02701-90975. All in favor? Yes, Nancy?
Who are we giving the insurance money to?
Our insurance company. That is, it's being paid, it's the insurance to pay our organizations. It's two separate options put in one. So one is for the Shovel Arena, and the other is for the insurance that we cover for our organizations.
Okay, so we're paying it to an organization.
Well, it pays for all the organizations that we support, but it's for our insurance company. We insure all of our organizations, and this was a policy that we started doing under Megan. So the Blédard and all of our community organizations under this $2,500 umbrella insurance are covered.
Okay, I thought that was just for organizations in the municipality.
That's correct. It's not for the Shovel Arena. They don't follow under that. It's two separate items. I think it's a little poorly worded. We have the Shovel Arena at $7,800 and then the financial assistance for insurance coverage in the amount of $2,500. That is for our not-for-profit groups. And
okay.
The municipality of Pontiac has adopted a policy for the recognition and support of community organizations, the insurance follows under that.
Yeah, it should be a little better worded because it sounds like we're paying insurance for our people that are using Shovel Arena.
No, the arena is only getting $7,800, and then there's the $2,500 and we'll ask her in the future to make sure that she clearly makes two separate arenas, because in the future, let's say in 3 or 4 years, someone's going to go look in this resolution and all the search words are going to end up at the Shovel Arena and not for the insurance policy. So it could be lost.
I'd be curious to confirm.
So how about we modify, Pierre is recommending that we modify it and we put in a whereas and make sure that the end result that the municipality pay the registration fees for the Shovel Arena in the amount of $7,800, point final. And be it further resolved that council also grants financial assistance for insurance coverage in the amount of $2,500 for a total, in support of our community organizations, as per our policy. Separate them? So it's two separate whereases.
That would be better.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. So we'll have, should we modify that now? Okay, so it's going to then say resolve that and then at $7,800 and then be it further resolved that council also grants the financial assistance for insurance coverage in the amount of $2,500 to our community organizations as per our policy in recognition of community-based organizations.
I don't think you need to say financial say that we grant the insurance coverage for our organizations in the amount of $2,500.
Mm-hmm. As per our policy.
Yes.
Question, Joanne, why are we combining those two, the Shawville Arena and then the insurance? They're totally two different, you know.
That's why we're separating them. That's what we're discussing now, Scott, is to separate the two.
No, because I'm just looking in the budget there, and it's not in the budget at all.
Okay, so all in favor of the modified resolution?
Four.
Four.
Against? Carried unanimously. Item 9.3.
C'est la demande de l'Association des motoneigistes de Pontiac. Remplacement du ponceau sur le chemin du lac La Pêche. Considérant que la demande de l'Association des motoneigistes de Pontiac afin d'obtenir la permission de remplacer un ponceau sur le chemin du lac La Pêche en association avec la Fédération des clubs de motoneige du Québec. Considérant que la municipalité n'a pas d'objection à accorder cette permission. Considérant qu'un contrat sera préparé en conséquence, autorisant le directeur général et la mairesse à signer le dit contrat, ainsi que tout autre document à cet effet. Par conséquent, il est proposé, appuyé et résolu que la municipalité accorde la permission à l'Association des motoneigistes de Pontiac de remplacer un ponceau sur le chemin du lac La Pêche en association avec la Fédération des clubs de motoneige du Québec. Il est également résolu qu'un contrat soit préparé en conséquence. Finalement, il est résolu que le directeur général et la mairesse soient autorisés à signer le dit contrat ainsi que tout autre document à cet effet.
Request from the Pontiac Snowmobile Drivers Association, replacement of a culvert on Lac La Pêche Road. Whereas the request from the Pontiac Snowmobile Drivers Association for permission to replace a culvert on Lac La Pêche Road in association with the Fédération des Clubs de Motoneiges du Québec, whereas the municipality has no objection to grant this permission, whereas a contract will be prepared accordingly, authorizing the Director General and the Mayor to sign said contract as well as any other documents to this effect. Therefore, it is moved by and seconded by Thomas Howard and seconded by was that Nancy?
Yeah.
Seconded by Councillor Nancy Maxim Draper, and resolve that the municipality grants permission to the Pontiac Snowmobile Drivers Association. Okay, I'm going to stop there before we go. I think this resolution is not reading properly. The resolution is supposed to grant the association not to replace the culvert, but to go out and get funding, to seek funding to replace the culvert, and come back to the municipality with that project for final ratification. That was what my understanding of the final wording would be. So I propose a resolve that the municipality grants permission for the Pontiac Snowmobile Drivers Association not to replace the culvert, but to submit a grant proposal to the Federation of Snowmobile Clubs of Quebec and in principle. That was how I understood it.
I think you're right, Joanne. I do recall the conversation that he wants to get permission to go get
All we're doing is supporting his grant proposal.
A grant proposal, yes.
Not supporting the replacement of the culvert.
Right. That's right. That's right. So we should take that out. And
so, and that any grants that they, once they've received, and it's about a 3-year process, they would then come back to council and say, look, we've got a grant. Can we now have your support to continue the work? And this will be done by a third party. It won't be the Snowmobile Club.
That's right.
So can we look at the entire resolution again? Go back to the top, Pierre. Sorry to... Okay, so you're working on it? Sorry. I just wanted to double check the municipality grants permission to the Pontiac Snowmobile Drive.
We need to remove the word replace. Permission to
seek support.
Seek support or financial aid or whatever.
That the municipality grants permission to grants, not permission, but supports the
association.
Let's remove grants permission and we say supports the Pontiac Snowmobile Drivers application for funding.
Yeah.
With the Quebec Snowmobile Club Association. Okay, so that's how we will word it, okay? We'll modify that, but that's essentially the spirit of this resolution is we're supporting them and that they must come back to the municipality for any further work. We're only supporting it. And that's all he needed. He's not asking permission to replace the culvert. He just simply asked us permission, not permission, but support. Because the Quebec, that's correct. The Quebec Snowmobile Federation requires a municipal support for them to begin the process of examining the grant proposal. So we did have a mover on that. And it was Tom and Nancy. Do you two still move and second this resolution with that modification?
I do.
I will.
And is everybody in support of the modified resolution? And does everybody understand the modified resolution? That we're just supporting his application for funding. We're not supporting the project. Okay, all in favor?
Four.
Four.
Against? Carried unanimously. Item 9.4. Item 9.4.
C'est une demande de l'Association des motoneigistes de Pontiac quant à l'entretien de la végétation sur le chemin du lac La Pêche. Considérant que la demande de l'Association des motoneigistes de Pontiac afin d'obtenir la permission d'entretenir la végétation sur chaque côté du lac La Pêche pour une largeur de 30 pieds afin de faciliter le passage du véhicule. Considérant que la municipalité n'a pas d'objection à accorder cette permission, considérant qu'un contrat sera préparé en conséquence, autorisant le directeur général et la mairesse à signer le dit contrat ainsi que tout autre document à cet effet. Par conséquent, il est proposé, appuyé et résolu que la municipalité accorde la permission à l'Association des motoneigistes d'entretenir la... Je pense qu'il faudrait enlever le troisième considérant. Résolu d'entretenir la végétation sur chaque côté du chemin du lac La Pêche pour une largeur de 30 pieds afin de faciliter le passage des véhicules. Il était également résolu qu'un contrat soit préparé en conséquence. Finalement, il est résolu que le directeur général et la mairesse soient autorisés à signer le dit contrat ainsi que tout autre document à cet effet.
Request from the Pontiac Snowmobile Drivers Association for maintenance of the vegetation on La Pêche Road. Whereas the request from the Pontiac Snowmobile Drivers Association for permission to maintain vegetation on each side of La Pêche Road on a 30-foot width in order to facilitate the passage of vehicles. Whereas the municipality has no objection to grant this permission. Whereas a contract will be prepared accordingly, authorizing the Director General and the Mayor to sign said contract, as well as any other documents to this effect. Therefore, it is moved, seconded, and resolved that the municipality grants permission to the Pontiac Snowmobile Drivers Association to maintain vegetation on each side of Lac La Pêche Road on a 30-foot width in order to facilitate the passage of vehicles. It is also resolved that a contract be prepared accordingly. Finally, it is resolved that the Director General and the Mayor be authorized to sign the said contract and any other document to this effect. I'd like to add a little detail on this that we did not discuss at the caucus meeting last week. Since our caucus, I did have an informal meeting with the president of the Pontiac Snowmobile Drivers Association, who confirmed that they received a grant to go out to tender the club. They would be hiring an actual professional firm to do the work. It will not be done by volunteers. And so we've made it clear that in this contract that the firm will have to work directly with our municipality, namely our public works department, in getting that work done. So the whoever the contract is given to will be working directly with the public works department to do this. So it won't be volunteers out there doing it. It'll be about a professional company. So can I have a mover on this?
I have a question.
Yes,
I have
Tom.
A question. Shouldn't that be in the resolution that they're going to hire?
It already states that the that they must that there will be a contract with us, so that contract will be signed. Would you like to add that?
Are we, the municipality of Pontiac, going to sign the contract with whoever they hire?
We will be hiring it with the Snowmobile Club. The Snowmobile Club will be having a contract with a tree clearing company, but the Snowmobile Club will be responsible to the municipality. The contract will be between us and the club.
So you don't think we need that in this resolution?
We're not hiring the company. They will be hired by the Snowmobile Club, so they're not in any way.
I understand that, but I don't... we're giving them permission to the association to maintain vegetation on each side of a patch road on a 30-foot width.
Upon signing the contract. And so upon signing a contract. And so it'll be up to the directors, and that'll be Max and Pierre, to work out the contract and the details of that contract. So basically what council is doing is they're giving them permission in principle, but providing that the contract be prepared and signed by all parties. Okay. Without a contract, they have no permission.
Okay. I'll move it.
Okay. I'm sorry, I missed who was seconding it.
Nancy.
Nancy, thank you, Nancy. So it is moved by Councillor Thomas Howard and seconded by Councillor Nancy Maxim Draper. All in favor?
Four.
Against? Carried unanimously. Donc, item 10.1.
C'est le dépôt du rapport des comptes payés du 29 avril au 25 mai 2020.
Tabling of the report of paid accounts from April 29th to May 25th, 2020. 10.2.
C'est le dépôt du rapport relatif à la délégation d'autorisation des dépenses du 29 avril au 26 mai 2020.
Tabling of the report regarding the delegation of authorized expenditures. 10.3.
Le directeur général dépose le rapport des états financiers pour l'année financière 2019.
Tabling of the financial statement for the 2019 fiscal year. Don't need a vote on that, but we do need a vote on the very last item on the agenda, and that is the levée de la séance.
Il est proposé par la conseillère Madame Nancy Draper-Maxim et appuyé par la conseillère Madame Susan McKay et résolu de lever la séance à 8h26 le soir, ayant épuisé l'ordre du jour.
Closing of the meeting. It is moved by Councillor Nancy Draper-Maxim and seconded by Councillor Susan McKay and resolved to close the meeting at 8:26 p.m., having gone through the agenda. All in favor?
Four.
Four. But before you shut things down, I have a
question. I still need to finish the vote. Do you have a question on the closing?
I already
Did you want to make a comment before we close the meeting, or did you want to say something after?
I just have a question that's off the meeting.
Okay, let me finish with the vote on the closing of the meeting, and then we'll let you do it. So, I'm sorry, I missed. Can I have a vote? All in favor in the closing of the meeting at 8:26?
Four.
Against? Carried unanimously. Thank you, everybody.